You're very welcome too. I always like that expression.
Thanks a million for coming in to us. We spoke to you back in December, and at the time you mentioned the fact that you're working on a book. And congratulations.
Thank you.
It's done and dusted. It's finished. Say New World by Ruby Wax, Taming the Mind. And actually on the cover, there's a brilliant quote by Stephen Fry. Wax has an extraordinary mind as she's brought it to bear with her trademark wit, a ruby beyond price. And
what a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy, particularly this week. And I really wanted to ask
you. Yeah, but
you,
I think that happened a year ago.
It happened a year ago, but he spoke about it this week publicly.
Go figure.
Yes.
Wow, what a brave guy.
What a brave guy is right. So,
yeah.
You know, he spoke this week, of course, for people who haven't been reading papers or whatever, haven't realised that he spoke about the fact that he tried to end his life last year. And I just thought he was incredibly brave to speaking about it. You obviously feel the same.
Oh, yeah. What I mean, that took me by surprise. But it does prove it's one in four. And it doesn't matter what you do for a living.
It doesn't matter.
No. If somebody asks me if it's comedians, I go, read my lips, one in four.
Mm.
So nothing to do with it.
Okay. How are you? You seem like you're in a very good place.
Yeah.
Life
after a year and a half of writing a book. And then I graduate in September 16th. So
from Oxford.
From Oxford. Yes, I get to wear the hat. So it's pretty good compared to, you know.
Yeah.
Other times.
Sure. So you have now, is it a degree in mindfulness and cognitive therapy?
Yeah, mindfulness-based cognitive therapy.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. But I'm going to turn what I've just learned about the brain and everything into a show.
Mm.
So then I'll take that on tour. And Oxford, rather than a practical, let me do a play about the brain instead of, I had to write my 10,000 words, but for the practical, they let me do a play. They'd never done that.
Right.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Well, I obviously passed.
Yes. So talk to me. You're like, you are just utterly fascinated by how our minds work, how
yeah.
our brains
well,
operate.
Well, I don't know why everybody isn't. It's not like you weren't born without one.
Sure.
So I just don't get why this isn't the hottest news in town.
Yeah.
But I guess academics used to write this or do write this stuff, and maybe they get lost in the details. But because I'm not that smart, I can do it bite size and I can spin it to be amusing.
Okay. And I suppose this came about because when we spoke to you last time as well, you were very open about your struggled with your own mental health. And,
yeah. Didn't do that for that. I mean,
you didn't do it for this.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, there were doctors or people in my class. They certainly didn't suffer from mental illness. You don't go into that just because you suffer from mental illness.
This book isn't for people necessarily. Obviously, if you have suffered from depression or mental illness.
There's a chapter about it.
But it's for everyone.
It's for the whole thing is supposed to be a manual for how the brain works. It's not self-help. It's just here it is, baby. This is the equipment. This is why you have critical voices. This is why you're overwhelmed with busyness. And there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, can we kind of tap into some of those things?
Yeah, sure.
The critical voices. I mean, that's an interesting one. And we all have them.
Yeah.
And some more than others, as some people are more critical than
yeah.
other people. Why is that?
Well, from evolution, it's a little bit of a gift. And not, is that we used to have to look for danger all the time because
yeah.
we'd be picked off. But it helped then. It's irrelevant now and probably drives us to burnout because we have language now. So everything's perceived as danger. Like, oh, my God, I didn't send the email. Oh, my God, I'm too fat. Some things you can't do anything about. In
yeah.
the back millions of years ago, you could kill or be killed. Now, what's the, you know, how many emails can you send? There's no end to it. You're never going to get to the end. So the thruster is now backfiring. I'm not saying don't send a million emails, but finally find some braking system.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're so busy in our lives nowadays.
Yeah.
Like everybody has stuff going
driven.
On and it's driven.
Even people who have nothing going on.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like if you're enjoying a bit of time out, whatever, you're still busy.
You see, I saw a guy in a sauna yesterday with his iPod.
Oh,
in
no
a sauna,
way.
Swear to God.
What?
I don't know that why it didn't melt.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. What? I saw it.
I was
there.
And did you pick him up on it?
No.
You just left him to it?
Well, he was behind glass.
All
what
right.
am I going to do?
But like, there seems to be that people are almost ashamed to admit if they're having a bit of like quiet time, peaceful time.
No, that's really, you will be tip-fixed out of the address book.
Yeah.
And not what invited
is that?
To.
Why?
Because it's perceived as lazy. It's, you know, we need the balance. Okay, you need, otherwise you'll starve to death. So you need to work.
Sure.
But where's the limit? I can't be Richard Branson. You know, he might thrive on it. I will die on it.
Yeah.
So we don't know how to, we're always comparing. That's another thing that drives us nuts. You know, figure out what you're good at or what you need to do for a living, you know, because not everybody can do what they want. And then when you're with your family, be with them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Be with them.
How, like you,
in the present, not in the past and future, right then.
Yeah. Just be in the moment. Or have you changed a lot?
Well, I went through the course to study the brain, and part of it is to regulate the brain. So I have to do certain things every day, which work for me, but won't work for the next guy.
Sure.
So first of all, my daily life is a little better because I'm busy, but I'm busy writing that book. So it's my interest rather than obsessive about something that has nothing, you know, a dinner party. I've got to, you know, be funny on a show that I don't even want to be funny on. And so it accumulates and eventually you end up miserable.
Yeah.
And it impacts on you. So at least my busyness is what I'm interested in.
Because obviously, you know, we've known all the different TV shows and all the different stuff that you worked on for years. Which you love. But were they doing you any good then? Because
sure, because I was happy and I was 20 and, you know, it was feeding my kids.
Yeah.
And then there gets a point where you kind of start tapping your fingers and going, I'm just doing this for the sake of doing it. And that's when I was lucky enough to go switch gears, reinvent.
Yeah.
Because we live so long. You can't keep doing this. You can't stay a ballerina forever.
Mm.
You got to reinvent all the time.
You do. And change is part of life, isn't it?
Yeah, and people hate change. That's the very thing that they're frightened of. And that's the very thing that we can depend on.
Okay.
It's always changing.
Yes, absolutely. Fear is obviously a big driving force and it kind of infiltrates in a lot of areas in our lives.
And we're more fearful now because we need to know globally what's going on. So your levels, when the newspaper is just a death toll,
Yeah.
I'm not saying make it perky, but I don't really need to know some of this stuff.
No.
I don't need to know who was murdered.
Do you try and block it out?
I don't read it.
Are you on Twitter and social medias?
I do because I want my book to sell, but I don't really read it.
Okay.
I need that book to go out in the shops.
Yeah, and for people to buy it.
And for people to buy it.
But in terms of fear and its power within the body and to influence different things that we do and decisions we make, in terms of the brain and the mind, like where is that going on?
We need fear and we're driven by fear. You know, we have a little thing called, let's call it an emergency button.
Yeah.
It's in your head. You need a certain amount, but then we hit a tipping point where you got to figure, okay, now I'm burning out instead of being creative. And we have to be able to notice that because nobody's going to tap you on the shoulder.
Mm.
Unless you have a really good friend who says you're not making sense anymore and you're not being creative and you're not even interesting. So we are driven by fear. We always were.
Mm.
But, you know, again, when we killed the thing or we're killed by the thing that was making us fearful, then we'd go back to grazing.
Right.
Or making stones in an interesting shape.
I just want to ask you about maybe a typical day or your kind of ideal day, as in like what makes you happy now? Like have you kind of figured out what your own key
I don't think it's happiness because that's a high buzz. But like being in Ireland today and knowing that I'm going to shop, I can't tell you what that does. It's not a quick fix. It's just that I know when I'm looking in the shops, I'm not doing it compulsively. Because that's dopamine. You know, you're driven. We're never satisfied. Like, once you get the shoes, you want more shoes.
Yeah.
So knowing that, I will stop. But I'll really enjoy the one thing if I get something.
Yeah, okay.
I won't just do it for the sake of doing it.
You'll enjoy it in the moment.
I will enjoy it in the moment, I think.
Okay, good.
Same with food.
Yes.
I just don't stuff it in. You try to go, okay, what am I tasting?
Yeah.
Right good. Now. Yeah.
Good. I just want to talk to you again. Well, you mentioned dopamine there and cortisol and like obviously the influence that has and those little spikes that we have in our body as well in terms of our moods. And are there ways or tricks for us to kind of calm ourselves down and avoid those big highs?
Well, you
and
need
crashes?
The dopamine, otherwise you won't get out of bed. But if you start again, it's the same thing. Cognitive therapy, brilliant. You know, journaling, noticing. It's just noticing when you're starting to when it's spiking too much. And science says we have a means of doing that. It's just it's not trained. They are starting to teach kids to know when they're spiking and to know when their cortisol's really high so they don't take it out and have hissy fits. They learn that it's in them. They wait for it to calm down and then they process it and say, okay, they don't blame it on the next guy. They learn to say, this is coming from me.
Okay. I just want to ask what else after this book now that you
I'm
know
gonna
you're
going to do a show.
Yeah, you're going to do a show.
Yeah, of that book.
Okay. More TV work?
No.
No, are you leaving it aside completely?
Well, what's interesting? I mean, show me something interesting, I'll be there.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
What interests you nowadays?
Only reading
this stuff, the mind, okay.
And to do a show about that.
And would that be a comedy show?
It's always comedy just because of the way I am.
Just the way you are, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still been correct. You know, I've had a professional scientist check it. I mean, the information's not wrong. I didn't make it up.
Yeah, yeah. Are you in Dublin now on your own, or do you have family and friends with you? Are you getting to chill out? Solo?
I'm only in here one day.
So, yeah.
So I have some friends here. I hope I can find them. I don't know where they are.
Okay. Well, look, enjoy your shopping trip. Thanks very much for coming in to us.
If Paul McGinnis is out there, would you please find me?
Okay.
You know who he is.
Yes.
Yeah. If he could find me, that would be great.
Okay. Good stuff. Hopefully you'll meet up with Paul and get to hang out for a while. The book is Say New World, Ruby Wax. It's for anyone, really. And I am fascinated meeting you in person and love the book. And thanks a million for coming in to us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.